dictation for Ruth Clark, RUTHCLARK. Date of service is 8/17/2023. Date of birth 11/7/1957. The patient arrives for a visit and a procedure today. He was last seen on 7/25/2023, and she has a difficult time making it next week. So this visit is being done in advance. The patient does have an ongoing problem with both the shoulders, both wrists, upper back and lower back pain, shooting down to both the legs posteriorly and anteriorly in S1, S2 and L3-4 nerve distribution, but it stops by the knee. She also has a severe pain in both the knees. So far, the patient has received two epidural injections. One was on 7/18 and the other is 8/7/2023. That brought her some relief. She also received an injection to left shoulder on 6/13 and knee injection on 6/13. She's here for those procedures also, but also she wants to conduct the visit as well today. Her pain level usually remains between 9 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. The patient reports that general activity is affected 8, and rest of them are not affected severely. Sleep is affected 7. And patient reports 40 to 50% improvement in the symptoms. System review is as follows. In neurology and psych, patients suffer from headaches, vision disturbance, double vision, dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, depression, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the lower back, neck, shoulder, jaw pain, stiffness, limited range of motion, pins and needle. And she also has pain in the lower back, mid back, upper back, neck, shoulders bilaterally, wrist, bilateral hip, bilateral knees, bilateral ankle and feet, and difficulty walking. In the GI, constipation, stomach pain, difficulty in swallowing. In the GU, there is an incontinence of, there is a painful urination, but no incontinence of the urine. In respiratory, there is a difficulty breathing and mild chest pain here and there. The additional history is unremarkable. Current pain medication is narco, substance abuse none. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant. And diagnosis remains the same from the previous visit, which is dated 7/25/2023, dictation number 0804-061, along with the rest of the physical exam. The blood pressure was found to be over 105. Pulse was 82, temperature 98, and pulse ox was 100%. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue the medication, pain medication, Narcotan over 325, every 12 hours for 30 days for 60 tablets. For relieving the pain for the timing, the patient has a settlement conference on August 24 that will resolve her case. And the whole episode happened when she fell down out of a wheelchair due to the negligence of the place, and she blames everybody. Apparently, the MRIs have been positive from her pathology, so it appears that she did injure significantly. At this time, the patient is being provided these injections, and she is improving in the symptoms. Thank you. The next continuation of is the procedure, intra-articular injection of bilateral knees, medical with the steroid and Marken, without fluoroscopy. The procedure is done according to the protocol, but medical indications are based on the findings in the MRIs. The MRI findings are that there is in the right knee, there is a tricompartmental osteoarthritis, most severe with patellofemoral compartment, and degenerative tearing of the posterior body and posterior horn of the medial meniscus with mild extrusion of the meniscus body and a moderate joint effusion and a small intra-articular body. In the left knee, patient has tricompartmental osteoarthritis, most prominent involving patellofemoral compartment, horizontal tear of the body and posterior horn of the medial meniscus, and small joint effusion. It is proposed to give an injection intra-articular with Marcaine and steroids to help heal and improve the pain and improve the ADLs and decrease the need for opiates. The patient tolerated the procedure very well and they were done according to the protocol. Thank you.